Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Manappuram Finance Q2 FY21 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhijit Tibrewal from Motilal Oswal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Siddhant. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining the Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call of Manappuram Finance. We have with us today the senior management team of Manappuram Finance and some of its subsidiaries, represented by Mr. V.P. Nandakumar, MD and CEO, Dr. Sumitha Anandan, ED, Ms. Bindu A. L., CFO, Mr. B.N. Raveendra Babu, MD, Asirvad Microfinance, Mr. Rajesh Namboodiripad, CFO, Asirvad Microfinance, Mr. Kamal Parmar, Head Vehicle and Equipment Finance, Mr. Suveen P.S., CEO, Manappuram Home Finance, and Mr. Robin Karuvely, CFO, Manappuram Home Finance. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Nandakumar and other members of the senior management for their opening remarks, post which we will open the floor for an interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be with you as we present the financial results for the second quarter of FY25. I thank you all for joining us today, and I trust you have had a bright and joyful Diwali. This year, geopolitical tensions have impacted the international markets, disrupted supply chains, and increased the cost of essential goods worldwide. However, India shines through as a stable and growth-focused economy, with projections for 7.2% real GDP growth in the current fiscal. Against this backdrop, our company has demonstrated resilience and adaptability. I am pleased to report a net profit of 572 crores in this quarter. Our consolidated assets under management was 45,716 crores at the end of the quarter, achieving a growth of 17.4% year-on-year and 1.7% quarter-on-quarter. I would like to touch upon the recent RBI circular on 30th September 2024 to further streamline the practices on gold loan. Lenders have been instructed to review their policies and practices in this regard to identify gaps and implement corrective measures. We see these as good measures from the perspective of systemic stability and operational efficiency. The company is in the process of strengthening the loan-to-value monitoring, renewal of loans after due dates, and monitoring and use of gold loans. We are working with industry associations to adopt uniform practices across the sector and expect full implementation within the timeline of these months as per the circular. Asirvad recorded an AUM of 12,149 crores, representing 11% year-over-year growth, as stated earlier, and as in the case of other players as well, Asirvad's profitability has been affected by the decline in collections from certain geography, resulting in higher credit cost. To address climate-related disruptions affecting certain regions where we have observed collection challenges, we have increased our collection efforts and are implementing advanced tracking systems to improve the recovery rates. These targeted efforts have already shown positive signs of increasing collection efficiency. As reported earlier, RBI has directed our major subsidiary, Asirvad Microfinance, to desist from disbursement from 22nd October 24, pointing out deficiencies in pricing policy, assessment of income and debt of microfinance borrowers, the purity differences at the time of disbursement and auction, etc., while our interest rate was comparable, we have proactively decided to reduce the interest rate for the microfinance, which would be one of the lowest in the industry. We have also rectified all the deficiencies in our system to ensure correctly assessing the income of the borrowers, capturing and reporting of income and indebtedness for the borrowers from CAC system. Asirvad has submitted a plan for compliance to RBI on 29th October 24. We are hopeful of lifting the ban on disbursement at the earliest. These changes may create additional opportunities for prudent growth. Our vehicle finance business has AUM of 4,848 crores, recording a 6.8% increase quarter over quarter, followed by home loans with AUM of 1,691 crores, which is 29.6% increase year over year. Factors like above normal rates in many states such as Gujarat, Maharashtra, Kerala, Telangana, AP, West Bengal, and DMP. Rising price of essential necessitating migrants having to send the higher amounts to home from their workplaces. Stagnant freight rates and fewer trips due to reduced demand coupled with highly leveraged farmers and self-employed have resulted in even prompt-paying customers defaulting for the first time. The impact is seen higher in rural areas, which accounts for a sizable portion of our portfolio. We expect the repayments to improve from Q4 onwards as green shoots of improvement are starting to show in Q3. We recognize the crucial role of micro, small and medium enterprises play in driving economic growth and innovation. We aspire to offer secured credit lines to MSME to enhance their business. Also, in Q2, our AUM of secured MSME sector is 2,443 crores. Thank you all for your continued support and interest. Our focus will be on fortifying our core gold loan business, continued growth on all our secured lending business, as we see the opportunities created by India's economic resilience and the positive reforms. We remain dedicated to our vision of empowering customers and stakeholders alike through prudent, sustainable growth and innovation. For a more comprehensive review of our financial performance, I now hand the floor to our CFO, Mrs. Bindu A.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. Our consolidated AUM for the quarter stood at ₹45,716 crore, representing 1.7% sequential growth and 17.4% YOY growth. And the consolidated profit after tax was ₹572.1 crore, which was an increase of 2.8% Q-on-Q and 2% YOY increase. ROE on a consolidated basis was 18.6% and ROA was 4.4%. Standalone GNPA as on 30 September at 2.42% versus 1.96%. Cash and cash equivalents at the end of the quarter, ₹4,939 crore. And undrawn bank line was ₹3,432 crore. Our CP exposure is 2.2%, and the standalone borrowing cost has gone up by 8 basis points during the quarter. On gold loan business, which constitutes 53% of consolidated AUM, the AUM stood at ₹24,365 crore, up by 3% Q-on-Q and 17.1% YOY. During the quarter, we were able to add 4.03 lakh new customers, and the outstanding number of customers gone to 26.55 lakhs from 26 lakhs. The online gold loan book 74% of the total gold loan book as on 30th September, and the standalone profit was ₹475 crore, which is up by 7.8% Q-on-Q and 13.1% YOY. Coming to microfinance business, the AUM stands at ₹12,149 crore, including gold loan AUM of ₹1,117 crore, down by 1.3% Q-on-Q and up by 11% YOY. PAT was ₹75 crore versus 100 crore in Q1 FY25, which is down by 25% sequentially and down by 36% YOY. Mainly due to higher credit cost. Net NPA at 1.99%, CRAR at 21.48%. Vehicle finance, the book at ₹4,848 crore, which is 6.8% Q-on-Q growth and 54% YOY growth. Collection efficiency 95% and GNPA slightly gone up during the quarter at 4.2%. And vehicle finance AUM comprises CV 49% and passenger vehicles 29%, two-wheeler 16% and farm equipment is around 6% of the total vehicle finance book. Home loans, the book ₹1,692 crore, Q-on-Q growth of 6.6% and 29.6% YOY growth. And the company reported a profit of ₹6 crore during the quarter, GNP at 3.28, and the collection efficiency of 96%. Loan to MSME and allied activities stood at ₹2,963 crore, and with a disbursement of ₹373 crore during the quarter, GNP at 3.8%, and the mix of secured book is increasing, considering the higher collections from secured book. Our on-lending AUM at ₹816 crore, and during the quarter, the disbursement is ₹78 crore. The board has declared an interim dividend of ₹1 for the quarter. Capital position remains strong with a CRAR of 29.22% and the consolidated net worth at ₹12,529 crore. And the book value of ₹148. Thanks. We can now go for the Q&A session.
Thank you very much, ma'am. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from line of Piran Engineer from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi team. Congrats on the quarter. Few questions. Firstly, on Ashirvad, what is the interest rate we are offering now? Sir, you mentioned you have reduced it. So from what to what?
Yeah. So Ashirvad is stopped from lending from 22nd of this month. But we have decided to reduce the rate as we are not lending. We can't say that we are lending at this rate. But we have given the assurance to RBI that our rate would be one of the lowest in the industry, and all other requirements what was highlighted by the RBI has been fully complied, and we have submitted the report to RBI, and we are expecting their inspection.
Okay, fair enough. And so also this sharp jump in the number of loan officers, QOQ, you've added about 5,000. All that is essentially for collections, is it?
Yeah. As you are aware, the sector faces challenges, particularly in certain geographies. So the collections, the industry see a greater degree of the need of collection at the borrower's end, individual borrower's end. That is the industry scenario. So in this scenario, we need to increase, and we believe that all the companies, the sector itself, is now very keenly organizing group level meetings, which has been disbanded over a period of after this COVID, etc. So everybody is encouraging. Yeah. So for the time being, we need more people for collection.
Okay. So then, when we put this together, NIMS will go down a bit. OPEX goes up. What sort of ROA are you planning for or? In your business model, what sort of ROA do you have for Ashirvad?
The business was running at a net interest margin of 10% and making it ROA of over 4%. No? So then the recovery was over 99.5%. And now there is a change in the outlook of the lenders that has happened, and report said, for some lenders there were as many as 15-20 lenders. Now the SROs have taken the lead role in containing the total number of lenders, etc. We will go back to the scenario before liberalization. That will bring down the credit cost, etc., to the previous level. At that level, we will be able to reduce our OPEX, because then the group level meetings, the collections, if the group level meetings are re-established, that is what the industry is trying to do. The OPEX will come down because loan officers, credit, the accounts load will increase. So this will bring down the OPEX to a level which was there before the liberalization, etc. Bring a lot of credit discipline. So with this, we hope that the ROA reported to those days was around over 4%. We'll be able to go to that level in a few quarters.
Understood. And so just lastly on, you briefly touched upon the RBI guidelines regarding, streamlining gold loan processes. So any sort of, maybe you can just highlight what sort of an impact it has on your business in terms of maybe lower competitive intensity from fintechs, or how should we think about that? Thanks.
Now, the fintechs have many restrictions. So the fintechs, which was earlier enjoying some benefits, will go, and all the lenders will have to follow the same guidelines, whether you are a bank or non-bank. So this will definitely create a level playing field for the players. So we believe that will turn out to be an advantage for us, and we'll be able to grow at the rate what we used to project as 12 to 15% annually. So the case of some of the banks were lending at 90% LTV, etc., and some non-banks also were lending indiscriminately. So when the uniformity comes, the opportunities will be available fairly distributed.
Understood. Okay. Thank you, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Kushan Parekh from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. I just had two data keeping questions. One was if you could share the standalone as well as Ashirvad total ECL numbers for 1Q as well as 2Q. And second question was on the write-offs, if you could share the write-offs in standalone as well as for Ashirvad for this quarter as well as QOQ and YOY numbers. That's all.
Yeah, so in the, it is given in the presentation, so the P&L breakup, you are talking about the impairment total for the quarter consolidated is 260 crores. It is there in page number 10. And Q1 it was 228.
Yeah, thanks, then. Ma'am, I was asking for the stock of provisions, stage 1, 2 and 3 stock of provisions for standalone as well as Ashirvad, for 2Q as well as 1Q.
Okay, I will come back to you later.
Sure.
Thank you. Our next question is from line of Rajiv Mehta from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Congrats on a good quarter. Sir, I have a few questions. Sir, you spoke about the September 30th circular of RBI. Post that, have we changed any practice on the ground with regard to our operations in gold loans? Say in particular, the practice of rolling over loans at the end of the tenor with only part payment, or even renewing the overdue loans or issuing a fresh loan to overdue clients. Has there been any change in any practice on the ground since that circular?
See, if you are asking me about gold loan, we have with QN timeline up to December for ensuring compliance of whatever has been asked by the regulator for compliance. So we are fully geared of the matter, and we have set our machinery right in implementing all these well on time. So the whatever the practices the regulator wanted, the regulator entities want to follow, will be fully complying with that well before the deadline.
Okay. Okay. And incrementally for fresh gold loans or even in case of renewals, are we offering or going up to 75% LTVs, or are we calibrating LTVs because the gold has run up pretty sharply? So are we trying to build in more margin of safety in the new LTVs in case of fresh loans or in case of renewals, or we are still comfortable going up to 75% LTV on the current price?
The industry association is taking up the matter with the regulator. And they have sought the appointment with the deputy governor and the senior supervisory officials at the RBI. and we will hear and implement understanding. We will try to impress upon them some practical challenges, etc., etc. We hope they will appreciate whichever is the practical challenges. Then upon hearing them, the industry will take a call. Yeah, based on the comfort of the regulator to implement this. So it will be uniform.
Yeah, just one last question on customer base growth, sir. The customer base growth has been pretty healthy in recent quarters. The customer acquisition has also been running at a good pace. And now with IFL coming back since September end, now in October, have we seen any change in the customer acquisition run rate or in the customer base growth because of IFL's return?
So IFL's return is only a welcome feature. Because, the industry should have sufficient number of players to replace the unorganized lenders who control around 65% of the gold loan AUM. So what is most important is uniform fair practices. So that is what we look forward to. As they have come with the policies as mandated by the regulation, we don't see much challenge with regard to as far as competition is concerned. Even then, when there is a level playing field, there are opportunities for growth.
Okay. Thank you and best of luck.
Thank you.
Yeah. So before moving to the next question, to answer the earlier participant's question on the provision, in MAFL, the provision at rupees 91 crore and Ashirwa 270 crore is the outstanding provision as on 30th September.
Thank you, ma'am. Our next question is from the line of Vaskar Basu from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I had a couple of questions. So firstly, what is the Tier 1 capital at Ashirwad?
2,250 crore.
And just what would this be in terms of percentage of risk-weighted assets?
Do you know?
No, that is 16.5, 17%.
So what levels of capital Tier 1 would you think of a capital call from the parent in case you continue to see?
Yeah, we'll be maintaining Tier 1 somewhere around this level, 15 to 18%.
And what has been the response of lenders to this whole ban? Are they asking you to put capital?
The lenders have not shown any discomfort because they understand what is sought for, etc., etc. So, and they are hopeful about we meeting their regular expectations, etc., etc. They understand the company has sufficient liquidity, etc., etc. And the SN men required, they know it is backed by a parent which has got sufficient liquidity, strength, etc., etc. So lenders don't show any discomfort.
Especially given that the MFI book will continue to run down and these are unsecured loans.
We'll be able to meet all the repayment obligations on time.
Okay. The second question was on the RBI circular. So basically, what are the key areas where you think changes may be needed and specifically on the issue of rollover of gold loans before maturity? Is that something which you think RBI is concerned about? Obviously, they've kind of...
They have issued a few guidelines, etc., etc. So the association is taking up with the regulator. Next week we are meeting deputy governor, etc., etc. In some of the areas, there are some practical challenges which we will bring to the attention of the authorities of the RBA. And whatever they want after the discussion they insist upon, the entire sector will comply with. And that will make the sector only healthy. It is not going to destroy the sector. Confidence of the stakeholders will increase. And I firmly believe that it will turn out to be good for the industry.
Understood. So just a clarification. I mean, I've seen the circular. So while the rollover issue seems to be more at maturity, but are you also kind of saying that rollover before maturity, which is generally done, is also an issue which RBI is kind of looking
at? These are the areas we see clarity from the RBI. We will bring to their attention about the challenges faced by the poor customers at the field level, customers' difficulty, etc., etc. These are mostly from the lower end of the pyramid to the bottom of the pyramid. So there's the difficulties and how emotionally they are connected, etc., etc. These will be brought to the notice of the regulator, etc. And the association is hopeful that some of the practical challenges seen in the directions will be addressed.
Thanks. And just a clarification on the proposed MFI yield or the reduction. I missed that number. I mean, what was it earlier and what?
It was 24%. So we are meeting RBA and we have met RBA and given assurance because we are not lending as we are asked to stop lending from 22nd of October onwards. And we have told them a number which is very comfortable as we feel it. Before the RBA and we believe that it will be comfortable to the regulator. It will be the lowest in the industry, not the lowest in the industry.
Okay, and did you quantify the number? I mean, I just wanted to clarify. I mean, in the initial comments you mentioned something or?
Yeah. What I told is so it will be one of the lowest in the industry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question is from line of Sanket Chheda from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My question was to Bindu ma'am regarding one earlier question. So the data point that I wanted to know is that in case of MFI, what was the overall provisioning, that is stage 1, 2, 3 put together? And at the consolidated level, what was the overall ECL provisioning this quarter versus last quarter?
Our LGD is around 50%. So on the stage 3, which is given, it is 50% of the provision. So as on date, it is 270 crore. This is only for, this is the total provision outstanding in the books. This includes all three. Stage 1, 2.
Stage 1, 2 and 3 is?
270 is stage 3.
Total is 392. Total provision is 392 crores.
And this was last quarter?
I'll just come back.
Okay, but this is MFI instant, right?
Yeah. That is for the whole of Ashiva.
Okay, and just wanted to know on the consolidated also, whenever you can place that number during the call, that would be helpful. And the second is how has MFI stage two moved in this quarter? The total stage two.
It was not clear.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Sanket, your voice is not audible.
Is it better?
Yes, sir, please go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, just wanted to know.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Sanket. Your voice is still not audible.
Is it better?
Yeah, it's better. It's just that if you can get to a place with a better network reception, that would be great.
Yeah. So I'll just try one last time. So just wanted to know MFI stage 2. In percentage terms, this quarter versus last quarter?
So, it was 2.6% this quarter. Earlier, it was 1.7%.
Okay, sure, sir. And the overall ECL provisioning number would be helpful whenever you can provide that.
It was 302. It was 302. Now it is 390.
Okay, sure, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sripal Doshi from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening and thank you for giving me the opportunity. So my first question was on microfinance. So could you please share the PAR 0 number and also a data point wherein Ashirvad plus 4 lenders sort of a number for us in the book?
So in page 23, stage 1 is 93.3% and stage 2 is 2.6 and stage 3 is 4.5 as on 30th September.
Sorry ma'am, didn't get it.
So in page 23 of the slide, we have given the stage 1 at 93.3 and stage 2, 2.6%.
Right. But PAR 0 would be like what?
PAR 0 will be 92.
I'll take up this question later on, ma'am, in the subject. The other question was on the LTV. So this quarter we have seen that the gold LTV has come off to 58%. And in one of the diversified lenders who is also into gold finance had highlighted that the regulator has asked them to, you know, maintain 75% throughout the loan tenure. So is this 58% decline from 62% is in that direction, or are we also trying to deploy the same strategy?
No, it is not because of that. The gold price has gone up and many customers have not taken the fully LTV of 75%. Regarding the other thing, as I told earlier, the association is meeting the RBI at the top level, deputy governor and others, to discuss some of the practical issues. And we want to seek clarity and bring to their attention the difficulties that would be faced by the poor customers that, when we implement some of these directions, etc. We hope that they would understand that and made it a little more practical. And whatever the regulatory requirements, we are committed for full compliance of that to the industry itself.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from line of Nidesh Jain from Investec. Please go ahead.
In the gold loan business, this quarter the growth was a bit soft given that gold price has been pretty strong. What is the reason for softer growth in this quarter on a Q&Q basis and gold loan? And what is the guidance for gold loan growth for the full year?
See, this it's a seasonal effect. There were events, many festivals, and the requirement during this period used to be little dull compared to the other peak seasons. So we have already given the guidance of 10 to 15% growth in gold loan, and we are hopeful of achieving that. Anyway.
Okay, and so secondly, sir, on the microfinance side, how are the collection trends in the month of October versus quarter two, and what is the guidance on credit cost for the full year?
So, it's similar to the industry. There is some stress in some geographies, and added to that, some festivals, then in some natural disasters in some states, etc., etc. This has its impact. This is the industry scenario. And we are not different with regard to the collection with the industry. It is going as per the industry.
So if you can quantify the number, what is the collection efficiency, let's say on X bucket in Q2, and what was that number for October, that would be useful.
So that has to be worked out.
Okay, and the guidance for the credit cost for the full year in microfinance?
Yeah, it should be little on the higher side. Because now we are not able to fully estimate. Why? Because many of these things, the industry has come out of that. The natural disasters, it's like heat waves, then above normal monsoon, and the festivals, etc. These are all cooled down. We hope things will improve going forward.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Raghav Garg from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, hi. Good evening and thanks for the opportunity. I just have a few questions on your digital personal loans. I was reading through the presentation. It's mainly given to the existing gold loan customers. So I wanted to understand what is the overlap between the digital PL customers and the gold loan customers?
See, we have decided not to grant any digital personal loan to gold loan customers until they close the loan. So there is enough system control.
Okay. This was applicable since when? Or it has been the policy since we
This was raised by the regulator in their inspection. Immediately thereafter, we have stopped it.
Sir, when was this?
So this is during the last inspection, which has concluded in September. They said yes.
Understood. So that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nischint Sawhney from Kotak Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. It's actually on RBI observations. If you could just kind of, clarify and help us understand what were the observations, made by RBI, in the microfinance business, as well as what was the commentary for the gold business?
See, I have already mentioned about that in my opening remarks. One was the pricing policy,
The second was assessment of income and debt of microfinance borrowers. Third, the purity difference of gold at the time of disbursement and auction. These are fully controlled in the system. This will not recur. For pricing also, we understand the requirement. We understand we cannot be an outlier in fixing the net interest margin. We have committed that we address that in all future disbursements, which are the system controls put in place, etc. We have submitted our reply to RBI, and we are awaiting for their inspection.
And for the parent gold loan company?
No, parent gold loan company, gold loan also, they have issued certain guidance, etc., guidelines, etc. As I mentioned to the earlier speakers, the industry has some concerns about some practical challenges in implementation, which are affecting the customers at the bottom line very much. So we have sought and got the appointment with the Deputy Governor and others. The association is meeting them next week. Based on that, the association will take a call on all these points. And the association, and in particularly, we are committed in implementing that.
And this is essentially all the microfinance, all the gold.
This is to all the players, including banks, without exception. Okay. Yeah, not the gold loan. Anybody is doing gold loan, whether it is a bank or or non-bank.
Okay. And any specific observations relating to Manapuram on gold in the audit?
No, other than the guidelines given, the other points, whatever they have observed in the past, all those issues are addressed.
Got it. And just one small one. You raised some ECB during the quarter. Any color in terms of the rate of interest or terms on that?
Which one?
ECB.
ECB.
Yeah. So the all inclusive below 9.
And how long is this?
It's 3 years.
Sure. And just one small one. On the bank loans, these are all linked to repo, MCLR. What are these linked to?
MCLR.
All are MCLR.
Huh. ECB is also linked, the bank borrowing and MCLR linked.
Got it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Subhranshu Mishra from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. The first one is a data keeping question on what were the auction levels in this quarter? The weighted average LTV, the gold price per gram and the accrued interest. What would be the proportion of the book below 1 lakh, 1 to 5 lakh and more than 5 lakh?
The auction number is 360 crore. Gold price is 7,080 rupees. Average LTV 58%.
Accrued interest?
1,095 crore.
Okay, and?
Up to 1 lakh 42.3%. 1 to 3 lakh 34%. Balance in above 3 lakh 24%.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Mohit Jain from Tara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. Sir, I just wanted to have your views further on the question that was asked regarding the credit cost. So we, I think in Q2, we have already touched somewhere around 7% for Ashirvad. And now the disbursement has been stopped by RBI and it may continue for some period of time. And in case of MFI, once the disbursement stops, the credit cost deteriorates further because the collection also becomes difficult going by the nature of the business. So where do you see, is it fair to say that the credit cost may touch double digit in next couple of quarters for Ashirvad?
See, one advantage is now the entire focus is in collection. So we are implementing many things like motivate the customers to make online payments, etc. And so many, and for the employees also, collection incentive, then meetings, etc., etc. Post this issue, we have not seen any impact so far. Whatever is there, what was there before that, so that continues. And we are hopeful that with all these things, employees motivating as well as the incentives plus wherever the people are available, wherever weekly collections are needed, that also is being facilitated. So this way, we hope that will be our collections will not be worse than other players, and the regulatory action will not impact us as far as collection is concerned.
Okay, sir. And so one more question: has there been any communication from any of the lenders so far as regards to the early repayment of the loans? And then talking from the viewpoint of the borrowings, whether any banks or any other financial institutions have asked for the repayment of the borrowings from Ashirvad post this plan?
No, we don't expect that. Why? Because the Manapura has very good connection with the lenders for a long time. Mm-hmm. And Ashirvad also has sufficient liquidity to meet the obligations also. We had called the important lenders meet, etc., etc., and shown them what will be our ALM, etc., etc. And nobody has raised any serious concern about that, and nobody has recalled any loan. And we don't expect that.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rishabh Gang from Sajidi Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So in addition to microfinance, I read that Ashirvad housed 515 gold loan branches, which will be impacted because of this ban. If you can just tell about what were the, like, how Ashirvad and gold loan is related, and any impact on the gold loan operations?
So in Ashirvad, all the lending operations are put into a halt from 22nd of October. So all the concerns raised by the regulator, we have addressed that. So we have given our reply, etc., and we have requested the regulator to commence their remove the ban, etc., etc. We hope that they will follow their usual practice of conducting inspection very soon. And as the issues are not too many, we hope within a reasonable time the ban will be lifted. Until then, all the lending, including gold loan, are new disbursements are stopped to us.
So what kind of disbursements of gold loan was happening from these Ashirvad branches?
So it was the AUM was 1100 crores.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of gold loan in Ashirvad, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, AUM was 700 crore rupees. And per month it is present?
1100 crores, which was around 9% of the book, right? Yeah, 9% of the AUM.
All right. Also, do we have risk-based pricing right now? Or like, have we started it for the MFI?
MFI is uniform pricing.
So, like, any rationale, like, why don't we have risk-based pricing, and what do we think about it here?
See, we had a discussion at the board level. We felt like, that is not a good idea, because in some areas, some customers are bad, and their load should not be pushed to the other good customers in that region. So, ultimately, we thought we'll have a uniform pricing policy.
All right. So, but do we want to go to a risk-based pricing later on, or we will continue?
No, no. Our logic is simple. So, some customers are bad in particular group or a geography. Why the other customers take the load of that bad customer? So, now in these areas, what we will do, we will have our own risk management policy plan there. By restricting lenders to a very low level, and also higher bureau score, etc., rather than pricing high in these geographies.
Also, just a last question, the actions which we have thought about for rectifying this, violations. By when will this rectification happen? In case you have already mentioned, can you just repeat that? Like how many?
Our entire machinery is ready with full compliance of whatever has been sought for, and that this has been informed to the regulator, and we prayed to for the removal of the ban, and we hope they will speed up their procedures. Like whatever inspection or whatever they wanted to do, they would do. And we hope it will not get too much delayed.
So, as per your management estimate and industry knowledge, how many months it should get resolved? Like the ban be taken off?
See, usually they take some time. Usually, minimum they take 3 to 4 months. And that is our expectation also. Even then, we are fully geared up.
Also, you know, your housing finance portfolio yields are, I think, also on a little higher side. What do you think about that? Can RBI also take action for that?
So, in all these areas. We have made changes to ensure the concerns raised by the regulator from time to time are fully addressed.
Sorry, pardon?
Now, all these are whatever concerns raised by the regulator in the past are fully addressed. Whatever in the NHB inspection, whatever was erased, all these are addressed now.
All right. Got it. Thank you so much, sir. Best of luck.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, please limit your questions to one per participant. For any follow-up questions, you can rejoin the queue. Our next question is from the line of Tanuj from DSP. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Even on the non-MFI businesses, for the past 2 quarters, we have seen some increase in NPAs. So, what's driving this? And given that these are, higher growth businesses, should one expect lower growth even in these businesses going ahead, given the NPA increase?
The industry faced the economy faced many challenges, right? Heat waves, then natural calamities, etc. So this has a general impact in the credit cost for the lending industry as a whole, and that is what has impacted us also. So it is similar to the other players in the industry where we are in.
Okay, and any growth slowdown you envisage in these segments?
No, we feel like the growth will continue. There will be some seasonal impact. Other than that, we don't expect any slowdown in as far as growth is concerned.
Sure, thanks, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Love Sharma from JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you, management, for the time. Just a couple of questions. I think first one, if you could just highlight what would be the monthly collections for Ashirvad for the next quarter, if you could highlight the next 3 months, and the repayments which you have there on a monthly basis. And second would be, I think Ashirvad's numbers really statements highlighted some covenant breaches. If you could just indicate what kind of covenant breaches are these and what kind of what is the amount of loans under those breaches. Thanks.
Ashirvad, so we have a steady collection as per the, based on the collection efficiency, we have all the ALMs are positive across the buckets, so there is no ALM mismatch in any of these. So our collections are adequate to meet our operations as well as our repayments of the loans.
And we have included the details in page number 26.
Thanks. On the covenant breaches, could you just indicate what is the quantum of loans?
Covenant breach.
Covenant breach, there is only one covenant breach on a NCD, which is a very small amount. That is on the GNPA. So, other than that, there are term loans which we are in discussions. We don't think any serious impact on that.
Just to repeat myself again, what is the amount of these two NCD plus term?
So, NCD, it is very small amount only. I think it's around less than 50 crore. For the bank covenant breach, we are discussing with them.
Would it be possible to quantify what, just to even if the rough estimate?
We can share it.
Yeah, we will share it separately.
Okay, sure, thanks. And both of these have the same GNPA related covenant breach?
Yes.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Bunty Chawla from IDBI. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. As you said, there has been a changes in the MFI portfolio, which you are expecting to be in next 3 to 4 months. So my question is, if we put the changes in the gold loan and now MFI portfolio all done in well by March, so on a long-term basis or from FY26 onwards, how these changes will impact our growth trajectory on an overall basis and ROA, if you can share that on a longer term basis, how one should see the AUM growth as well as the ROA?
Yeah, it will do better only, you know. C1, gold loan if you take. Yes. So all the players will come into the same plane with regard to compliance. So there is definitely a level playing field which will help the leading industry players. Regarding the other segments, other secured loans, vehicle loans, etc., the challenges like the natural calamities, etc., is over. Certain geographies we had problems, the elections, etc. So these are getting somewhat moderated with a few elections going to come. So regarding MFI, we are expecting a moderate growth thereafter, some 15-20%. But our focus will be more on the credit quality, credit discipline, etc., etc. The more prudence, etc. What I hope is a secured segment in our consolidated book will outgrow.
So on a overall basis, can we say 12-15% growth on a overall basis? Can we consider?
So we are targeting around 15-18% growth. 15-18% growth with more focus on in the growth of secured loan portfolio, including gold loan.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Gaurav from Capital Farming Consultants. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking up my question. I hope my voice is audible.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks. My first, just a clarification, that are we still looking for IPO placement of Ashirvad or it has been completely taken off from the shell?
It is too early to tell anything about that. We have time up to April. We have not taken a call on anything now. We have the time. We will see the market, how the market, etc., etc., how fast the ban is going to be removed, etc., etc. Based on market conditions, we will take a call on that.
Okay. Question to the Ashirvad team specifically, that like in standalone books of Mannapuram, we quantify our overall AUM in various products like gold loan, vehicle finance, SME, on lending, etc. I hope there will be different product segments. So can we quantify that which product segment is up to what percentage in overall book of Ashirvad Microfinance? I think our overall AUM is approximately 11,880 crore. So if you can quantify it in product segments. I know that to one of the earlier participants, you have mentioned that overall 9% is gold loan. So remaining what?
There are only three segments there. Microfinance is over 90%. And 9% gold loan in the AM, and a small amount of some 40 crores in a MSME, secured MSME.
What will be the minimum and maximum tenure of the loans that we extend in the MFI?
The MFI, we extend up to 24 months. But the average tenure remains around 18 months.
Sure. So, Bindu ma'am was highlighting slide 26 of the presentation that we have uploaded on the website.
I request you to join the question queue for any follow-up questions. Our next question is from the line of Rishikesh from RoboCapital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, our gold AUM is 17%.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Rishikesh. Can you please switch to a handset mode?
Is it better now?
Yes, sir.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, our gold loan AUM has grown 17% year-on-year. While if I see the tonnage, it is flat in a year-on-year basis. So is it all led by price increase? And would also like to know what tonnage growth do we see going ahead?
Not worried about tonnage growth. We are concerned only about two things. How the AUM is growing. What is the accretion in the number of customers? In both these, we have grown. The other thing is, if the price has gone up, the customer will not borrow more other than his requirements. as I used to tell in my earlier occasions also, is that when the customer borrows, he intends to redeem that within the shortest time. That's why the average life of gold loan is around 100 days. When the gold price has gone up, the LTV, average LTV has come down to 58%. So, if the price goes, he takes the advantage by bringing smaller quantity. If the price goes down, the reverse is happening.
So, what steady state gold loan growth do you foresee?
So, as I told, we expect the gold loan to grow at 10 to 15% annually. And now, we see the opportunities for a sustained growth with the changes and bringing level playing field to all the players by the regulatory changes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vatsal Paraksha from Nightstone Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So, just one clarification. So, in the earlier quarter, we gave a consolidated credit cost guidance of 2%. So, does it still stand or we are changing it?
It's not very clear.
Hello, I'm audible now.
Yes, Mr. Vatsal, please go ahead with the question.
Yeah, so I was saying that in the earlier quarter, we gave a credit cost guidance of 2% on a consolidated level. So does it still stand or we are changing it?
We have not changed it. So we will see the progress in collection because whatever climatic conditions, etc., the team is confident of improving that. So as such, we have not changed the estimates.
So it is still 2%, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you for your good questions. We hope that we have answered that with all the information at hand. Thank you.
On behalf of Motilal Oswal, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.